So this is the Slender Nation podcast.
Take two. Josiah.
Sal.
Rachel, yay.
And I'm Maya. I wasn't here last time. You know me as River Song on the forum. I'm one of the mods. I also run most of the social media stuff for the website, including the Tumblr, and the YouTube and the Twitter, as well as our semi-new Facebook fan page, which everybody should go and like.
I was the first one to like it.
Yes.
Just saying.
A few things that we're trying to do, especially with the social media now, is kind of branch out a little bit more, use the Tumblr to put up some reviews and some just kind of general announcements about the forum and kind of stuff that's going on. That's basically it. Let's see. Our admin is not with us this time. He was not with us last time either, but hopefully he'll be around for the next podcast, so he'll have some things to say, I'm sure, then. And for now, I say let's go on with the show.
I'm waiting for the doctor to be here.
You know, I think Doc's going to be like, you know what, guys, you guys suck. You know, you're gone.
he just comes on for the podcast. I'm just canceling it in the middle of it.
No! Okay, actually, no, let's not.
the podcast is smaller on the outside.
Yeah. Anyway.
Gotta go there.
We got a couple of
Doctor Who reference for the podcast. Check that off. We're good.
So we got a couple.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Matt's not here because of reasons.
Yeah.
Cry about it.
Because him and the Doctor are off adventuring somewhere.
Clearly.
That's like, if anybody's gone, it's because they're off in the TARDIS.
Okay. Okay.
Over there.
I'll accept this. Yep.
So we got a lot of topics today.
We gotta talk about some tea time.
Yeah,
I'm actually drinking tea in celebration because.
And I'm drinking coffee because I'm American.
Go check yourself.
And I'm drinking soda because I had nothing better in the house.
But yeah, Sal mentioned tea time, which I believe is it's Finnish, and it's the only.
It's not finished, but it's Finnish.
Yes. Yeah, I think it is. I believe it is actually it's not the only foreign language Slenderman series, but it is, I think, the only Finnish one, and the only one I've seen with subtitles, which is rather nice.
And it's good.
Yeah, and the only one that is, like, currently run. Don't quote me, but might be one of the only currently running ones, but anyway, I say we just go down the line and talk about our thoughts and what we think so far. They just updated today.
Yeah, so. They did right before we about to record. They updated. Like, because I went on YouTube and it's like, oh, there's a new one. I'm about to record in like 5 minutes.
Now.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it was good though, because I don't know. How spoilery can we get with this?
Just warn people.
Yeah, as long as you warn people.
Be warned, there are spoilers ahead, and we'll warn you again if there's anything majorly spoilery that's going to come up in conversation.
So, there's Slenderman.
No! Really?
I just gotta say, though, there's gotta be that, like, I think the proxy in Tea Time is my favorite.
Why? Because she's looks like this adorable little hill child?
No, because, alright, most proxies I've seen, it's like a guy with
I'm sorry.
And a mask.
Excuse me.
But, yeah, you too. Yeah, I'm looking at you. I don't know if it's in yours, because I haven't seen it yet.
A lady. A short lady.
I didn't have proxies in my series.
She's too
I know
cool
how you feel,
that.
Man. Just talk directly. I mean, you don't gotta have his owl shit.
Turns out in a crossover, Sal gets killed by my proxies.
And now we have checked off Harry Potter as a reference. I'm not an owl! Sorry, okay. But, no, like, theirs is so cool because it looks like a fucking owl, actually. Hey, look at that. It all segues. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah, it looks like this. It looks like it took so much time to make the fucking costume for the proxy that it just looks great. I love it to death. Like, whenever in the seventh video, whenever they go and get into the room, spoilers, by the way.
Yeah.
Whenever they get into the room and, like, whenever Rue goes, like, runs off and they go to chase her and the motherfucker's in the corner. And it's just, I don't know, he just looks so great. And the Slender Man's pretty good, too.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite things about Tea Time is that everything just looks so really well put together. Like, they put a lot of effort into all of their props, all of the little things that they use to really make it their own. Spoilers ahead again, especially in that one, in the one that you were talking about just now, Sal, where they do get into the room and there's like that table, they've got the tea bags with the teeth and the little bits of glass.
And they have their names on them. And
it's like, it's just so well done. You know, they really thought it out. And then when they turn around, there's Slender Man, there's, you know, Little Miss Proxy, and she's not just really good looking, she's scary. She had, like, faces covered, she just looks really, really frightening.
That's, like, a legitimately scary Proxy. Like, I mean, Tim, the first time I saw him in Marble Hornets was pretty fucking whoa. But after you see that same thing over and over and over and over and over Josiah and over Rachel.
And especially when you see it over and over in other series where it's just again and again a guy or sometimes a girl in a mask and just kind of chasing people around. It loses its flair after a while. And
I mean, you can switch
really
it up
by
some
different
people and have like a surgical mask, and that's pretty cool. But yeah, that's right there.
Well, another thing about Tea Time that was kind of cool was that just the premise itself seems kind of just ridiculous. Well, not ridiculous. It just seems kind of like, well, we're just going to show us drinking tea and looking through abandoned places. And I'm like, all right, well, there's a premise that could go very, very wonky that they do really well with.
I think, all right, so I was trying to, like, I mean, because as the show went on, I tried to get used to reading subtitles again. That's because I stopped watching anime after a while, so I stopped getting used to reading subtitles.
Yeah.
But I think what happened was that, all right, I'm probably wrong on this because I'm just stupid, but do they go to this abandoned place and then talk about it whilst drinking tea?
No, they drink tea just, like, in between.
Well, they actually kind of do. They go off to an abandoned place, and then they have kind of a follow-up video. They've got tea, they've got their friends over, and they're just chatting about kind of the stuff they saw and what they did there. And so for the first few videos, it follows this formula nicely. But even in the first, I think even in the first time they go off to an abandoned place...
Yeah, they see the operator symbol.
Well, they see the operator symbol, but there's also some weird guy crouched down in a room.
Yeah.
Just, like, sitting there. And you don't notice it at first, and then...
There
you have
is?
To go, yeah, it was.
I started to say, I was like, what?
I had to watch through it like three times, and then I saw it, and I was like, oh my god!
And the thing is, I'm not gonna bet against the fact that was an actual hobo because they talk about him later, and considering the places they're going,
yeah,
I wouldn't doubt that it was just an actually just homeless man.
A hobo.
So.
No, it was my dark journal, actually.
Victor,
what are you doing in Finland?
He wanted a Europe vacation. He wanted to see the sights. He went to Italy and France.
Actually,
funny
story. I think last I heard about Victor, he was somewhere over in Europe. So it's entirely
possible. You know what?
Yes. You know what?
It's canon.
Head canon accepted.
Yeah,
you see that guy
canon
in the corner? He crossed
Victor
over.
Yeah, first crossover, noted.
But I know that, like, because I didn't notice anybody creepy in the background, I guess because I was so focused on the subtitles at that point.
Yeah.
I know later on I started to be able to read them faster and look up faster, but,
I remember them saying,
oh, there was some creepy guy at the end of the door, and I'm like, what? No, there wasn't. I clicked it, I'm like, oh, well, fuck, he was right there.
Yeah, well, in the later ones, when it gets more important to see Slender Man, they don't have dialogue going, really, so you can focus on all the background.
Oh,
or
so
at least...
no. They had this whole thing, like, I think it was when they were, like, near, like, a graveyard, or they were in a graveyard. I think it was Ari who was talking, and just, like, I got done reading a subtitle, and I looked right up, and fucking behind her in the back was Slender Man, and I'm like, ah! Ooh!
Yeah.
And I was at school, too, and everyone just looked at me like, are you alright, man? And I'm like, Slender Man...
Actually, I think that's one of my favorite things actually about Tea Time is that it really delivers some good Slender scares that I have not seen in a while. There's too many series out there now that just kind of, oh, he's standing there, yeah. Oh,
he's standing over there!
He's just standing there. Menacingly. No, but really, like, so many times he's too short, or he's just standing there, and you can tell it's just a prop.
Or he's drawn in too badly.
Yeah.
God damn it, Sal.
And I just, there were the few moments, especially the first few moments, when you start to see him in tea time. I mean, I love the moment where, it's Kara, and she's talking to Rue, and she's saying, like, I think I recognize that man over there.
Yeah.
I know, that was fucked up.
And it's not even, it's become kind of a thing in the Slenderverse to be like, oh my god, camera flailing around, who's that guy over there, what guy over there? No, they really just looked right at him.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that, man.
And another thing, I think that there, what was implied during that scene, which was a really good scene, by the way, because they start talking about how could he have floated.
Yeah.
And not leave tracks. But
they really talked about what could have happened. Like, it was insane.
But the thing I like is that they say that she recognized him. Now, either it's just because she couldn't see his face clearly, or they're going with the old mythos, like the original mythos, where his face appears differently to people, but his face is blotted out on film.
Oh, I never heard that before. I think my hair just stood on fucking end, man.
Victor Surge had that as part of the original mythos, and then it kind of just became sometimes it does that.
I read that.
Wow.
So I like that.
You know, I didn't think about that. Another thing is that they could be going from the original mythos again, and she recognizes him from her childhood kind of thing, like he's been stalking her since she was little.
Like in the Arrival.
Yeah.
We'll
get there.
The only little nitpicks I have about Tea Time is, one, really hard for me to read the little subtitles.
Aww.
Because I'm blind as a fucking bat.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm like, and
you also can't hear either.
I'm actually really old. I feel like I'm 90.
Oh.
Anyway.
Just regenerate. Just regenerate.
Exactly. I can't hear or see well, but I'm dying actually. The use of the operator symbol, I saw it, I was like,
it's funny because it's become a fairly taboo thing to do, and
why
do it?
And unfortunately, like, you know, I think all of us, to some extent or another, include those original elements of the mythos in our vlogs before we kind of say, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that anymore. People are giving me flack for it. But, you know, nobody starts out knowing that.
Ain't about that life.
Yeah.
Mine didn't even start off as Slenderman.
Well, I did know that, and I still did it.
Because you're a bitch.
Okay, because I'll talk about my series later.
I mean, YOLO, right? Come on now.
Yeah, I've never really had too much of a problem with including the operator symbol in vlogs, as long as you don't call it the operator symbol or make references to the operator.
Do you know, I'm sorry, do you know what would be a cool thing if, like, someone did a Slenderman series or, like, but they already knew everything about Slenderman prior? Right.
There's been a couple of those already.
Really? Well, I don't watch a lot, so.
Yeah, I can't, nothing's really coming to mind at the moment, but there are people who have made series like that. A lot of them fail simply because
Every Man Hybrid kind of did that.
Remember, that's true, they did do that.
Wasn't originally,
but they had a twist. That's why it worked. Because they're like, we know everything about it, but shit, now he's here.
Yeah, no, originally they were trying to punk their viewers. Well, in the storyline, they were trying to punk their viewers by sticking in a Slender Man here and there, and then, of course,
Slender Man went, oh, let me tell you a little bit something here.
Let me explain you a thing.
He twirled his mustache, raised his wine glass, and said, "Ooh."
God damn it.
Another thing that I think that people will accept the operator symbol more is if they introduce another symbol or something else that can be, like, they have the whole
OVO.
OVO. It's like, I think it's supposed to be owl eyes.
Yeah, it's like an owl. I like how they use an owl. That's really new. I haven't seen owls before.
Well, I've been like wanting to suggest to someone. Oh, what's it called? I might be. Oh no, that's the Mothman. That's completely different. But the Well, the Mothman's similar to Slenderman because he just appears at random places and he doesn't attack anybody. He just, like, stares at them and he appears before disasters. I don't know why I kind of got...
Like the Gray Man.
You know what's interesting about the owl thing? That you say, you know, nobody's done it before, really. It's funny because right about the same time they introduced that little pocket watch with the owl face on it, another Slenderman vlog and blog called Where Everything is Backwards, and it's got a blog component as well as videos. The main character in that actually randomly received basically the exact same pocket watch.
Crossover.
And it was totally random. And it had nothing to do, they had nothing to do with each other, they didn't talk to each other or anything like that. But it just reaffirmed my belief that obviously everything in the verse is actually real. And we're all just actually interacting with each other in real life, and we have no idea because we're completely oblivious.
This podcast is the dream world. This is the fantasy, guys.
Pretty much.
but yeah, like there was a series that started up right around the time Trial of Leaves did, and it was about hiking. Ours was better, but I didn't say that.
Oh, pompous ass.
Sal, you don't have proxies.
I didn't even have like Slenderman until like entry 15 and shit.
Yeah, you didn't.
I'm not like Rachel over here, entry 1. I got Slenderman.
Okay, I didn't put that in there. I'm not the editor.
Oh, really? Yeah. No.
But Tea Time actually has one of the, it might have been because I was, you know, reading subtitles at the same time, but it had one of the best, like, slow, distant appearances of Slenderman. It's when they're by the asylum. There's like the gated area. Yeah, it's the gated area with the snow. And then they kind of turn, and I'm reading the subtitles, and then I see, like, right at the doorway of the asylum, Slenderman's there. And just the way they, like, shot it was, like, perfect. They do a lot of very well-constructed shots.
They do.
This may be giving them too much credit, but I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan. Alfred Hitchcock.
You guys should go watch his reviews of Bates Motel.
Yeah.
I watched those.
Yeah. So Alfred Hitchcock, you know, he basically shows you the danger, but and he shoots it very well so that you slowly realize it. But then he does. Tea Time's very subtle. They haven't. I mean, there's a couple of really scary moments where Slenderman appears behind Rue, or where they're in the they go back to the room and then he appears. But it's very subtle, which I think helps.
I like the one where it's like at night and Kara's like doing like a sleep journal or whatever. But like she hears like thumps and she goes to find Rue, but she turns the fucking corner and it's like he's right there and I'm not used to him in that show like being in your face. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm.
That reminded me of an interesting, or a really good thing that I like about the series, and because in that moment, of course, she's right there in front of Slenderman, and then just a little bit of distortion, and then she's gone. And I think that's one of my favorite things about Tea Time, actually, is that there is very little distortion, and even when it's in there, it's so subtle that it could just be the camera getting screwed up. You know, it's not like the camera's completely glitching out and getting destroyed all over the place. It's just like,
hey, don't make fun of me.
Hey, I'm making fun of myself. I messed up my distortion pretty bad, too. So.
Oh, you did distortion, too? I used the fuck out of distortion.
Everybody
like,
uses
like
distortion.
Like, when I found out how to do distortion, I'm like, it's going to be in every video now.
Yeah, okay, you know what is funny? We would mess up, like... Okay, so one of the girls in Undecided Five, her name was Chris. And we had a male character who wanted to be called Chris. So we would get so confused. We'd be like, Chris, and they'd both be like, what? And so we were like, oh, that's okay, we'll just use distortion. Like, it was definitely a cop-out, but no, something I really like about Tea Time, and I know I said that the operator symbol was like a turn-off, but they kind of redeemed themselves because they didn't go, oh, what's this? Oh my god!
They just kind of passed it off as graffiti.
Well, yeah, because there's so much weird graffiti. Like they had the giant, giant poems on the wall. And they had the one of my favorite jokes in the video where it's they see Teflon on a wall and they search it and it's this Finnish like.
Oh my god, that was the best thing ever!
And she's like, this may disturb some viewers. And she goes to the computer and it's like, I'm the sexiest guy at the club. And I'm just like, oh my god.
That was best. I was done.
No, I won't.
The way she presents it, she's like, we did some research into Teflon. And we found out some very important information about Teflon. This may disturb our more sensitive viewers.
Yeah,
she was so deadpan. It's perfect.
Yeah, that was.
All right, that reminds me of this Joss Whedon quote. He says, "Make it dark, make it grim, make it tough, but then, for the love of God, tell a joke." And that's what they did. They're so funny in that show. I'm sorry. Like, I think that the interaction between all the characters is just golden.
Yeah.
I love that characters are so just like...
It's a quality female cast.
It is.
They all have their own characters, but they're not stereotypes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, of course, like Ari's the one who doesn't believe, and Rue is I was talking to the girl who plays Rue, and I was like, I don't want Rue to be a proxy. And she's just like, she may be. And I was just like, oh,
yeah, no. I was talking to her, and I'm like, oh, look, you fell down again. That's interesting.
Yeah.
She's in the doorway, she's just like,
Well, and like, that was kind of funny, but like, I gotta say, her sleepwalking face was like, I don't know why, it creeped me out. Just the way she was like standing there and just kind of like,
I am done with
blank,
the world.
Blank stare. I'm just like, oh god. I don't know why, but
oh my.
I just expected her to like run at the camera or something.
Yeah. They're like really good actresses. Oh man. Oh man. And I'm just going to throw this out there. I think Kara is adorable. And I want to be your best friend. Just saying.
I think they're all adorable. I think I could eat them.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think Ari is dapper as fuck, yo.
Her hat.
Dapper as fuck.
She's always, like, waistcoat, tie, and, like, fancy-ass hats. And she's wearing, like, the old-timey, like, overalls and, like, stripes.
She looks like she's out of The Music Man. Like, she's going to have a cane
so
and start spinning it.
Cool. Like, I loved it. I don't know why.
And just, then, like, she's like, being all fancy, and she looks up, the light gets in her eye. Ah! that's all I got really to say on it, other than their proxy video that was the second to last video so far was really good. Because they have the poem that they find in the room and someone's singing it. It's crazy.
Oh, really? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're at the bottom of the sea, locking your door will only increase your something. It's really creepy, but yeah, I just think it's gonna be good, good.
Yeah, for a series that's just kind of just starting out still, it's definitely worth a watch. It's definitely worth keeping an eye on.
I thought it was kind of funny how, like, I mean, it has a lot of viewers.
Yeah,
like it's got like 75 subscribers. I mean, I accidentally subscribed with two accounts, so I better go fix that. But no, I actually subscribed on my phone, which was a different account for some reason. I don't know.
Mm. But weirdo. Like,
but they have like 75 subscribers. They have like, what, now 12 videos. And like, I see people talk about it like all the time in like the Slender Nation Skype chat. And I told her, like, you know, your show's really popular. She's like, what? I was like,
yeah, especially for something so new. It's like, what, a month and a half at this point? When was their first video?
They started like a week and a half to 2 weeks before I did. So yeah, like a month and a half, 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
Yeah. I mean, it took me like, I mean, I didn't really promote my series very much, and it wasn't very good.
January 23rd.
But it took me about 6 months to get as many subscribers as they've got.
Oh, okay.
I don't even have as many subscribers.
They were like a month.
I've been doing this since November, man.
It's because Slenderman appears in the 15th entry.
No, it's going to take like a 4-month break.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because Fear Mythos forums did not like me, and I felt very discouraged, so I stopped making my show. Then I finished Undecided 5, and I talked to Rachel, and she got back into it. So
any final thoughts on Tea Time?
Fucking
it's beautiful. Awesome. Keep it up.
It's awesome. Go watch it. And to the creators, good job. You got me hooked.
For the first time in Slender Nation podcast history, the entire crew, while reviewing a show, thinks it's pretty cool.
And then I'm just like, ah, never watch in your life. No, I'm just joking.
Way to be a dick.
Yeah. Oh my. No, I echo what everybody said. It's a really good series. Reading the subtitles is worth it because the dialogue is really good and their English is pretty good.
And
their English is pretty good.
Look at their Tumblr.
Oh, I didn't do that. So
like I usually hate shows where I have to go to different sites to understand shit.
Sorry.
You don't have to do that to understand like the show, but like you know, whenever you're watching it and you notice that like either Rue or Ari are taking pictures.
Yeah.
Those pictures are on Tumblr.
Yeah, I figured.
And they're great.
Okay, well, if we want to move on, yeah.
Are we going to talk about the movie or just quickly touch on To the Ark? Because that's
just,
short.
Just quickly touch on Decline, because it's a really short video, but I think it's actually a pretty important video.
Oh, man, I was so happy that... I don't know why, but lately I've been getting the feeling of that there was going to be a new Marble Hornets, so I kept on like refreshing like To the Ark and Marble Hornets every day for a good 3 days, and I finally caught it. And I posted on the forum, and I was the first one, and I'm like, fuck your shits. I did.
And then I pointed out in the Skype chat that it was Alex's birthday, so there would have had to have been a video.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, the video, I think it says it has a lot to do with Alex. At the end of the video, you get a flash of that old entry where Alex is covered in blood and looking off camera. It's just like for half a second, but it flashes when it's talking about everybody. And there's like this, at first I was watching it. At this point, I'm just like trying to decipher things rather than being scared. And I'm just kind of watching, I'm like, yeah, To the Ark, very well done, nice. And then I see a shot of someone pointing a gun to someone's head while they're on the ground. I'm like, holy shit, what's going on?
Did you see that entry?
Well, no, I did. I just meant that, just like,
you were expecting it.
I wasn't expecting it and seeing it with all that To the Ark was saying. So I'm just going to throw out right now, okay, you know, we got Tim, he was masky.
Tim, now, best proxy ever. I don't care what anybody says. I think just for the one reason that like there's that picture of like Alex pointing the gun at like Jay, but there's like Tim behind him doing like looking at him, but there's like, an image of like, oh hi Alex. And I was done. There's also the one where like I forget which entry it was, but it was like Tim like walks off into a hallway, like and turns the corner. Then like he jumps back in, starts like twerking in front of the camera. Anyway, continue your thought.
Oh yeah, I was just saying how Tim is masky and Hoodie is either Jessica or Brian, probably. And To the Ark is either... Or Sarah.
Even though she was in one video.
Yeah, she was in one video. But, and then, so To the Ark is either Hoodie or not connected to any of the people we've seen. It's just, like, somebody else.
My Dark Journal.
Yeah. Victor!
Victor is everywhere.
It's funny because I hadn't seen any of those till last night when Rachel told me.
Oh.
Oh, man.
She was like, hey, this guy's watching your show, so go watch his. And I'm like, okay.
Victor watches everyone's. And he's so cool, dude.
Well, actually, I don't even think Victor's really running My Dark Journal anymore.
No.
He's not.
Yeah, he's not. Really? He kind of turned over the reins of it to his... Actually, I think the guy who is in the Bone Creek story.
Yes.
And so, just I guess because he had other life stuff he had to take care of, like work and
Europe
and traveling and all that. Yep, Europe. So
especially really Finland. Keep going
with it. Yeah. Especially Finland. No, but he couldn't keep going with it, so he turned it over to his co-creator, and. Just interesting bit of information there.
Now you're just a proxy that I used to know.
If someone made that, you get 5 internets.
Yes. Just 5.
And it will be the new theme song for a good like 1 or 2 podcasts, and then the joke will be dead.
But I honestly believe the Marble Hornets team when they say that an ending is coming, because Decline really... It felt like...
It's fucking called Decline. It fucking declines to...
Well, like...
You know when you look at a plot line and it goes, like, introduction, rising action? Yeah. Decline is the down part of it.
I realize that.
Hey, well...
Decline is the down part of anything.
Yes. No, it just felt, I don't know why, but the decline video, Sal.
Are we gonna be okay, Sal?
No, like, in the last podcast, he left the room, like, 3 times, so.
Dude, I was done. Well, I had to go pee, so, I mean, it felt like a good time to go.
Well, there is that.
I don't have to pee.
But the decline video kind of felt like Everyman Hybrid's next, where it says begin final act at the end. Decline kind of felt like, you're gonna find Alex, you're gonna find Alex, and then shit's gonna go down.
There's gonna be a movie.
Yeah, and then there's gonna be a movie somehow. And Slander of the Arrivals really like the ending of Marble Hornets. I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts about Decline?
I thought it was pretty fucking creepy. I mean, it was pretty good. It got some plot in there. I still have questions that need to be answered.
Yes, I agree.
Well, that's kind of the name of the game with Marble Hornets. Get one question answered, ask 5 more. Basically.
I think I need to go back and rewatch all Marble Hornets because I haven't watched. I mean, I've only seen them as they come out, and I started watching in entry 20.
I'm gonna think of ordering the DVDs and the T-shirt and rewatching the first 2 seasons.
I might do that.
I'm totally.
Yeah, I've got both DVDs, so.
Nice.
It's a nice way to watch them actually, especially the second season, since the second season is so kind of, you know, flashback and not really like stuff that's happening right now. So it really works to watch it all in one fell swoop and just get it over with.
That's a good point, yeah.
I can't wait till I have money to make a Pablo Hall CD, a DVD, whatever. I don't have any money right now.
Yeah.
I waste it all on pockies and tea.
Well, if you guys don't mind, I wanted to, if my actually played through The Arrival, so if
I want
to. Actually, I kind of do mind.
Well, if we want to.
What do you guys think of that scene whenever Hoodie, like, takes a sip of the water?
Wait, what?
It's not Decline, it's just.
I know.
Scene a lot. I like the scene a lot.
If we want to. I know that Rachel wants to get rid of The Arrival because she doesn't like it. So, I'll quickly sum up things that I found out, like, mostly about alternate endings or levels.
So, Rachel, if you have to go pee, do it now. Go over there.
So, apparently there's a secret level at the house. If you turn on the radio, get the flashlight and walk out to the missing child poster, you'll be in this area and you'll be teleported to another room whenever you go through a door. And everything's distorted, and then it ends with you being teleported to a locked room, and you're attacked by Slender Man. And if you try to continue the game, you're outside, you can't move, and you're on fire. And then Slender Man comes after you, and then you have to exit the game and then restart it.
Oh, God.
And I talk about how the ending...
Did Tim get high, or, like, what's up?
I'm not sure
if I like that. I think that actually kind of pisses me off.
Well, it's an alternate level. It's not just ignore the radio and you're fine.
I usually do.
And then I mentioned how the ending really sucked last time. It's because basically you just go down this hallway, and then there's this charred corpse, and that's CR. Because there's the 3 characters. Kate is the person who becomes the proxy who gets attacked, and you're Lauren, and Kate left the 8 pages. You find CR, and he has, like, this charred corpse, and then just, the end is just, like, fucking all this imagery flying, and then the hardcore ending, you out, and you're alive. It's still bullshit, but Maya, go ahead.
Okay, well, so I did play through the entire game in segments because it takes a really long time to get through any one particular part of it. It's definitely a sufficiently scary game. I've played a fair share of horror games and, you know...
Please tell me you play SCP.
I have played the SCP game.
Yes.
I haven't played it in a while, so it's probably been well updated since the last time I played it. But I did play it and died several times in a row.
I don't play horror games, so I'm a little bitch, but that's just me.
So I guess I don't really have anything to add in terms of how the plot goes, but from a player perspective... it's not the kind of game if you're kind of more into the atmospheric horror where, you know, like Amnesia, it's a lot more brutal, especially when you're trying to gather the 8 pages and then when you're trying to turn on the generators, simply because you're going to end up in a room and trapped there by either Slenderman or, you know, Little Miss Proxy in those tunnels. And if we're being honest, it took me probably about 15 tries on each stage just to get through it.
Yeah.
Because you get attacked and you're done. That's it. Slenderman is definitely a lot more aggressive than he was in the 8 pages. He will literally just pop up in front of you and try to trap you. And all you can do is turn and run and hope that you're running in the right direction because your camera is swinging back and forth. It's impossible to really see where you're going, and it's very easy to get caught in the branches of trees and just get stuck. and the same goes for when you're running around in the tunnels in the mine.
You might have to break those branches.
Break your branches!
They had a new update, like, this week, so...
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah.
But so, it's... I would definitely recommend it for a good playthrough. It's not the kind of game that I'd recommend for its staying power. I wouldn't play it again. I probably wouldn't even play it on hardcore mode. Simply because I just really don't feel like it. It's harder, but I just don't even really feel like it. I played through it once. It was an interesting story. There was certainly a lot more story than the 8 pages, and I had my fun with it. Maybe if I'm really looking for a scare on another night, I'll play it again. I don't know.
So,
well,
let's say that means
until you the third start, Slender game.
So let's say you start the game, you go to the house, you turn on the radio, you grab the flashlight, and you happen to just go outside and you do the thing, and basically your first time playing, you don't really know what the fuck you're doing, you just happen to do all the right things to access the hidden room, and you walk in, and all of a sudden it's fucking distorted, and, like, you're dying, and you're on fire and shit. Like, how would you feel as, like, a first-time player?
That you suck.
Like, that's the part where you just, like, close the laptop and go, well, fuck my life.
Actually, I do have one more last thing to say in favor of Slender, the Arrival, actually. And that, I guess, that is that... You know, even though it's Slender and it's not Slender Man, it's not... I've never really liked the name very much simply because too many people now call him Slender, I will give it props for really including a lot of the original Mythos elements, especially as it progresses through the game. And, you know, whereas Slender the 8 Pages really gave only a very brief glimpse to most people into what Slender Man is about, I have to give The Arrival credit for, you know, bringing in all these other elements and introducing these people who would otherwise be completely ignorant of, you know, the actual stories behind Slender Man.
So thank God for the Marble Hornets team for actually
Yes, yeah, pretty much. And, and you know, even Parsec, to a good extent, is well-versed in the Slender Man mythos. He was originally an Unforum user and used the suggestions of the forum to create a game, and of course he was only originally creating it for the verse. He wasn't creating it to, like, become famous or anything, but it was such a scary
game. He wasn't making it for PewDiePie.
Yeah, he was not making it for PewDiePie. He was making
it
for the people who
don't make that shit for PewDiePie.
Because Maya's new on this podcast, I can't believe, like, I forgot to ask this. So last time we kind of asked questions like, what was your favorite Slender Man series? And
how'd you get into it?
How'd you get into it? And
I guess I can answer questions.
I still had stuff to say. I had comments. Shit. All right, did I say them last time?
Okay, let's. Do we want to wrap up the arrival and then people can ask me questions?
You know what? The Arrival's pretty. It's good. Marble Hornets is cool. But I think it's funny that you said that, like, you don't like when it's how it's called Slender because of the connotation, and yet you're a moderator on the Slender Nation.
Yeah.
Yes, Slender Nation came first.
And it's different. Ooh. I say Slenderverse. Anything where it's like combining Slender Man with a word, it's fine if you drop the man. But when you're talking about him, you just can't call him Slender. It's completely
different. Yeah. I know. I said that story last time. Never mind.
About the girl who called him Slender, and then I said she should have called Pyramid Head Triangle Head.
Well, it takes too long to call him Slender Man. So I was like, so it's Pyramid?
No, just P.
Big P.
Okay, so what were the questions you wanted to ask me? Because I can't.
The questions were: what is your favorite Slenderman series?
Okay.
How'd you get into it, and anything about your series that you want to say or mention or talk about?
Okay.
And what you think of ours, if you want.
Yes. All right.
So my favorite series. That one's hard to answer because I've got a lot of personal feelings about people that I'm friends with that I just like their series because I know them. And of course, I have different reasons for liking different series. Unpopular opinion time, I really actually like Caught Not Sleeping a lot. I know a lot of the people in the Slenderverse just aren't really great fans of it, which makes sense because so much of the series is really based out of the chat room, and so it's hard to get into if you're not in the chat room and in the Skype and following all the Tumblrs and following all the different butterflies channels. But it really is a very in-depth plot when you get into kind of the viewer interaction side of it. Whereas if you're just watching the videos and just trying to like follow along with the wiki, it's pretty difficult to understand what's going on right now. Like as in, we haven't had a video update in how many months now, and yet there has been so much plot happening behind the scenes where people are getting attacked, people are attacking back. Shit's crazy, yo.
So basically, Caught Not Sleeping is the cult version. It's the cult child of EMH and Angel's Game.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
Josiah, when did you get all knowledge here? Are you like really beefing up?
Just snapping.
No,
he's getting this shit done.
I think because I made him the blind man. He's like really trying to live up to the role now. Shit.
So I guess that would be probably my favorite series at the moment. But again, like I go on Slender series binges where I just watch an entire series and I, find something else to love about it. How did I get introduced to the Slenderverse? That's actually an interesting story.
Ooh, we like interesting.
Well, I was actually only about five, maybe 6 months after Slenderman hit something awful in the first place. As some of you guys know, I live in Seattle right now, but I'm actually originally from Massachusetts, and my dad lives in Seattle. So I was out here visiting him, and my sister, who would have been like 19 or 20 at the time, mentioned something about Slenderman. And this was literally in December of 2009, so it was pretty right at the beginning. And I went and looked him up, and I was like, this is not scary, this is just weird. I'm not interested in this, I'm sorry. And she was like, no, but he's so scary! And I'm like, you're insane. So I went back home to Massachusetts, and then like 3 or 4 months later, I was on Facebook, and a friend of mine posted something to the effect of, oh god, Slenderman is not staring at me from across the parking lot. Oh god, Slenderman is not staring at me from across the parking lot. He's not staring at me from across the parking lot, I swear to god! And so we got into a conversation, because I was like, he's not real. And he's like, I know, but he's really scary. And I was like, so I ended up kind of looking more into it, and of course by that point, some of the vlogs and blogs were starting to really take off. Especially Marble Hornets. And so I got into it and kind of just, lurked for a while. And then about 2 years ago now, I just decided to kind of watch a bunch more and get more involved and ended up making my own series. And
yeah,
so that's how I got into it. And then the last question was about what about my series?
Yeah, talk about your series, talk about, what you think about all series and just how you, did yours and, the things you did and, I don't know, can I stop for a second?
Say things!
Okay, I will say things. So my series, I actually have two series. The second one is only just barely started, it's a continuation of the first one. So the first one was called Clover in Chicago. It was an experiment. I had a story, my friends and I all got together and we wrote actually what was a really interesting and really complicated but, doable storyline that involved, the Salem witch trials, it involved the history of New England and all that, and to, you know, some extent, like Resurrection and stuff like that. And then, unfortunately, I ended up moving to Seattle before I could finish my series. And it was a necessary move. At the time that I was in Massachusetts, I was actually living at my mom's house, which is in the middle of nowhere. And she was doing construction, so I had no bedroom to stay in. I had no car, so I couldn't even get back to the town that my friends were all in to film with them. I ended up coming here to Seattle and kind of just finishing my series on a down note. And then a few months after that, actually, Doc and I started up our series, which is called Vitae Redux.
Which means life anew, huh?
Shut up, trial.
And right now, the future of that series has yet to be kind of figured out. Again, due to more out-of-game reasons, Doc has actually moved back to Maine at this point, so he's no longer here in Seattle with me, which sucks. So I've got kind of some ideas for how to rewrite it, because I'll be damned if I'm going to let out-of-game issues kill another series that I made.
That wasn't
fun the first time, and I don't want it to happen again. So I know what I want to do with it, but I kind of got to talk to him about it and make sure that, you know, he's on board with it and everything.
Damn OOG.
I know!
And also, this out-of-game stuff affected me, audience, because, like, you guys are going to show up at my party, and we're going to have a crossover at some point, because they were going to be in the area. So,
I can still show up at your party, and we can Skype with him, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was supposed to Skype at the party, but someone never Skype called me, so I didn't get to go!
I'm sorry, Thal, I have so many gifts.
My God. Am I going to your party?
Yeah, so we can still cross over. Just
we can still figure it out.
But anyway.
That's pretty much it. Like I said, Vitae Redux is, in fact, a direct continuation of Clover in Chicago, even though my character has a completely different name and acts completely differently. It is a continuation.
How do you do that?
You'll see.
It's a WTF awesomeness.
Yeah, you'll see. You'll have to watch and just find out, because I've got plans.
Sal, think about the title, Sal.
I forgot what you said. You're just being a pompous ass. I kind of forgot.
So you mentioned Salem Witch Trials back in Clover in Chicago. It's just a random question. What do you feel about incorporating other supernatural... other creatures, other fears, other stuff into your vlog or blog?
Personally, I'm actually pretty much a fan, and that's actually something that Doc and I always disagreed on. He didn't like Everyman Hybrid very much because it, you know, introduced the Rake and it introduced Habit. I've always been one for kind of adding in extra stuff, just because, you know, as awesome as Slenderman is, after a while, it becomes a tired meme, and...
Yeah.
You really do end up kind of getting forced to try and do something different with it, and then, you know, what do? I mean, this established mythos is an established storyline, basically, for what happens to people when they start getting slender stalked, so how are you going to make that different? And, well, you know, there's a fine line between adding in extra, you know, extra creepypasta, extra supernatural stuff, and then just, like, going all hog wild and adding... total craziness all over the place.
Excuse us.
Well, no, I would advocate adding fear mythos. I would not advocate adding zombies and vampires.
Hey, you should see the shit that Josiah has planned, man.
When
the podcast is over, you and him need to sit down and have a talk, all right? Because this guy.
Sal and I just basically, like, gave him, like, five paragraphs worth of plot, and he's just like, "What? How are you gonna do that?" And I'm like,
"If no one's gotten this by now, me and Josiah are crossing over so hard, it's not even funny." So we know each other's plot like the back of our hands, all right?
Yeah,
it's kind of each other's.
At this point, if we didn't cross over, we would like fall to pieces.
We would.
Funny story. Like... I was actually originally gonna cross over with My Dark Journal, so I know basically his entire plot line.
Ooh, nice. See, it's My Dark Journal. There he is.
Maya, remember that one time when we both crossed over with One Bedroom at the same time?
I know!
So, Maya,
remember that time when I crossed over with no one? Yeah.
No.
Josiah, what were you going to ask?
So Sal has Pavel Hall, I have Trial of Leaves, and Rachel has Undecided Five, and Matt has a project. So.
And Saf, like two episodes. Maybe three? Two?
Joke. And Saf for two episodes. But have you seen any of them? What do you think?
I've seen a lot of Undecided Five, though it's been a while. It's been actually since I was in Chicago, so that's almost a year now.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah, we done stopped.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, it has been a year. I haven't been in Chicago for a year. That's scary. I have unfortunately not seen Pavel Hall. It's on my list I'm sorry. It's on my list of many, many series that I have to watch. I really need to sit down one of these days and just have a really long, slender series binge.
I think you like it because it starts off like a fear mythos. Like the first thing that pops up is not Slenderman. Not even the second thing that pops up Slenderman. It's like the fourth thing that happens.
I know, man. Well, the first thing.
So I actually have seen a lot of Trial of Leaves, although I've got to catch up on some of the more recent videos.
It's because I fanboyed on the Skype chat, isn't it?
It's because of those slash fics, Sal.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all the slash fics.
It's because I pretty much live on Slender Nation when I'm not on Tumblr.
I know how you feel, because if I'm not on Tumblr, I'm, like, checking my, like, I'm checking the forum and, like,
yeah.
My messages.
Yeah, I'm either on Tumblr, Skype, Minecraft, or Slender Nation. I'm on one of the four.
Or I'm on Celtics writing.
So yeah, I mean, obviously, when I saw Undecided Five, it was awesome. I loved it.
Thank you.
And so far, everything I've seen of Trial of Leaves, I'm just loving, so.
Aww.
I guess next I will have to watch Pavel Hall and love that as well.
I went off an awe moment, that's mine.
Have you seen the only video of Matt has a project?
I have not yet, but I think actually the Slender Nation YouTube is subscribed to it and waiting for more updates, so.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny about that? Is that, like, I watched the first episode of Matt Has a Project before I ever watched, like, Saf. But thankfully, Rachel already told me their whole plot, so I knew what was happening.
Oh, thank God.
Basically.
So I think we only got, Maya has some Game Jacks, a dramatic reading of Game Jacks, as it were. But before that, I think we should talk about the newest movie with Slenderman called The Slenderman. And I don't know when you guys last saw it. I saw it last night, so it's very fresh in my head. And I have a lot to say about it. So
I saw it the hour after it was uploaded.
Yeah, I saw it when it first came out, but I did actually live blog during it, so I've got a lot of notes here in front of me that I can talk about. So.
Oh, good. Well, then I guess you should go last.
Okay.
Sal?
I should go first because I'm like, I have the least.
That's how it goes.
I remember when I was about to watch it, I messaged Rachel and I was like, Heather, are you going to watch this with me? She's like, I don't know.
No. Didn't
she say, like, I didn't want another, like, and you named a really shitty movie?
Wendigo. Wendigo. God. The whole time I'm talking about this, anytime someone says that this movie is bad, I'll just go, oh yeah, Wendigo. Yeah, your point's invalid. You are invalid, sir.
I thought it was just Wendigo, but...
Yeah, I thought it was Wendigo also, but then again...
I think Wendigo is funnier, so...
I always thought your name was, like, Joshia, someone said Josiah, and I'm like, oh!
And you thought it was Trail of Leaves, but it was really Trial, and you thought I was saying it wrong?
I thought it was Pavel.
I thought you were Russian. Pavel Hall. Pavel.
Yeah.
So, Sal, I want you to talk about the movie.
So, from what I remember... It was pretty badass, alright? I gotta admit, they did some stuff in there that... Alright, so the whole thing about Slender Man is, like, the whole stealing children thing.
Yeah.
There's always a big part, but you can't really have kids in your vlog, right? I'm not gonna go... Unless you're rated... I'm about to fucking say that, alright? Calm down, I'm gonna say it. Shit. Calm it, dick,
I beat
or something.
You. Okay.
Fuck. Okay, anyway.
Does that work?
When that man comes home, I better say, this is for Sal.
Queso.
Oh! Remember that time he came home and brought you Subway?
Oh yeah, that was really nice.
Show you a footlong. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
Whoa. Are you making fun of your fiance's,
Sal.
We're
getting way off topic.
Whoa!
Wrong movie. Slender Man movie. Let's get back to that.
I'll show you a Slender Man.
God damn it, Sal.
But, okay, so, I thought it was cool they had kids in the movie. It was like, I didn't know, like, what the character was like. I mean, first, whenever they first showed the kid. Spoiler alert, by the way.
Oh, yeah, big spoilers for this.
Fuck, they should just have the, like, the theme song be like, spoiler alert, it's Slendish Podcast. But, like, I thought it was, like, really, like, he was, like, driving around and stuff, and then, like, he goes to this kid and goes, hey, have you seen my dog? And I'm like, the fuck? Where did this come from? All right, and, like, he goes, forms of it. I'm like,
this movie has serious balls, I just gotta say. They have, like...
I almost said you chloroformed a clid. Done. Just go on without me.
But, like, this movie has serious balls for the way it portrays the situations children get into. I mean, like, they have kids. They literally have, like, this guy's one of the biggest assholes in like, a Slenderman-related thing I've ever seen. Because he wants his son back, right? And there's this really cool concept of if you give, like, a bunch of children, Slenderman will return, like, your child, right?
Yeah, I think it is five, though, right?
Yeah, it's five. So this guy is just like, oh, I want my son back. But he just takes these kids, he ties them
in the middle of the road, middle of the fucking day.
Yeah, he ties them up. He covers their eyes with a blindfold. He tells them that if they don't follow his instructions, he's going to kill their parents. And then he